USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An emergency use authorization request for the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer was expected to be filed with the FDA on Friday. This type of Food and Drug Administration authorization is temporary or conditional. Science experts believe it will get the green light, with distribution to begin in about a month. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla.
Given that the vaccine's efficacy is beyond the most optimistic projections of everyone, and we have now very nice safety information about this vaccine, that the voice of those people that are still skeptic will become less.
Health Secretary Alex Azar told a press conference Thursday he hopes Moderna will file for its vaccine use soon. Thursday Night Football saw the Seahawks defeat the Cardinals 28-21, giving Seattle first place in the NFC West. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
As the presidential election continues to run its course in the courts, America watches as Georgia prepares for the Senate runoffs early next year. The implications are great, and it will determine control of the Senate. Vice President Mike Pence will head to Canton and Gainesville, Georgia, Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. The Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. The former owner of an Alabama testing lab was sentenced to prison last week for falsifying drug tests that resulted in multiple parents losing custody of their children. 37-year-old Brandy Murrah was sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty in September to one felony charge of perjury and 16 misdemeanor counts of forgery. Victim Grace Locke said in a sentencing phase, "I felt like my heart was being ripped out of my chest because I knew I was doing right with this one." Her 3-month-old baby was taken away from her for 3 weeks in 2017, after her drug test results falsely showed that she was positive for methamphetamine. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As election results are still in dispute, many believe the American people will be ready to move on once all the checks and balances are complete. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Americans will accept the presidential election results once all the votes are counted and recounts are finished.
Every legal vote should be counted, every recount should be finished, and every legal challenge should be heard, and the state should finish their work.
California Republicans saying there are still some election results outstanding.
We're still counting a number of congressional districts that are still out there that have not been called yet.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Whether or not Aunt Emily and Uncle Eddie make the cut at your Thanksgiving table this year, good news at the grocery store. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has some good tidings.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will still be consistent: Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person, and down $2 from a year ago. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. That even leaves room for leftovers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.